Good morning.
Oh, no test run? That's how you feel?
Yeah, it's, we on. I set the thing up.
Okay.
We good. We in there. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Alright. You know, we in here. You feel me? Welcome to the Zonnear Freak House Podcast. We got an episode for y'all tonight. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna talk about y'all private parts.
Dumb as shit, yo.
Well, I just had to say something. I ain't know, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Welcome to Design the Freak House Podcast. We is here another week, another Tuesday, well, Wednesday, early morning, so that you can listen to us whenever you wake up today. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
You ain't seeing nothing. Now, I do have a confession to make, right? I threw the idea out there, but that's all I did.
We can stop telling the podcast every week that you don't be pre-involved.
No, I was pre-involved this week. What are you talking about?
Okay.
It was my involvement that threw the idea out this week. Like, I did that. But what I didn't do, because I was at work and irritated, is I didn't think about introductory material. So I don't got no introductory material. Oh. Do you? You got something we can talk about real quick? Yes.
Maybe if you would have told me that before we got on air, I probably would have came up with something.
So, it's going to be a rocky start. Because I don't got shit. All right, let's do this. I thought I told you. So, where is my shit? Because I know I got it. Because I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but you was against it. So, but now, I got no choice. We know limit soldiers. All right, so question, right? Do you remember Lawrence Fishburne daughter sex tape?
Who?
Morpheus. Daughter. Her sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
It happened when we was a little younger. So, she did an interview and she was basically saying like why she did it and shit. Mm-hmm. And I found it very interesting what she had to say. And for some reason, I can't get to my fucking bookmarks because I bookmarked this shit. I know I did. Boom. Here we go. So this is an article on iloveoldschoolmusic.com. And I'm taking it as legit. I don't know if it's legit. I don't know if this is really her. I just believe it is because the website is official. So, you know, but I didn't find too many articles with this story. So,
I mean, how many people is following Lawrence Fishburne's daughter?
I know. I'm just saying, like, if it's inaccurate in any way, it's not my fault. It's the article fault. Right? And so it came on Who Remember. So, this was in 2010. She was 18 years old she allegedly went through hell and high water to Lawrence went through hell and high water to stop the sex tape from seeing the light of day, but it didn't happen. They said his friends actually pitched in $1 million and to buy all the videos up before anybody got the chance to. Damn. Mm. Didn't work. He got it out anyway. Her name is Montana Fishburne.
Mm.
Montana Fishburne. We're going to call her by her name and not Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. She's okay. An individual. Montana Fishburne eventually faked a suicide attempt to scare her father. I think she was doing it for some attention and shit. And said after the movie was released, Lawrence hired a private investigator to follow his daughter because he was concerned for her well-being. When Montana found out she staged a suicide attempt while the private investigator is watching her to spook her dad. Okay, that's what happened there. But I wanted to see what she was... It's not where I was getting at. I gotta find it. All right, so here it is. All right, so this was important, right? For me, this part right here. And this was in a Huffington Post interview that she did. And it said on how she expects the sex tape to affect her career, right? And she said, Kim Kardashian's sex tape was released, but she still got past that. Even though she got all the negative attention for it, she still has all these other ventures going on. That is what I wanted to emulate, having the tape come out and still being seen as a positive person, not just she's a porn star. Right? That's what she said. What you think about that?
I don't.
All right. So basically, it took me a minute to get to it because I had to go through the article. But the part I wanted to hit at was the fact that she's saying that she did the sex tape in like the image of Kim Kardashian's sex tape. You know how her sex tape came out? And yeah, she got the negative publicity for it and all that. But she was still able to go on and do all these other ventures and do all these other things. And Montana Fishburne is basically saying she wanted to emulate that.
Right.
But clearly it didn't go that way for her.
Correct. Right. Case in point that, so she basically one of the people that my mother called out. So when the Kim Kardashian tape first came out and how it took them, she said that it was going to be people out here that imitate that shit and think it's going to get them the same way. And there's a whole lot of Montana Fishburns out here that's fucking on Pornhub right now thinking they about to be Kim K and shit. And I think that's said, honestly.
Yeah. And the person that wrote the article made a good point. And he basically said, if Lawrence Fishburne's daughter starred in adult films simply because she loves the art of sexual expression, that would have been great. But striving to be Kim Kardashian only got her 5 minutes of fame and caused embarrassment to her father.
Yeah, and that's
real.
Not even just an embarrassment to her father, but clearly she embarrassed too.
Right.
You feel me? Like, yeah. You did it for one reason and none of that shit came. And like Yo said, I have nothing. Everybody know I say it all the time. Like, I got a couple porn star friends. Like, I don't... not sex workers.
Right.
Like, at all. Like, I don't think it's nothing wrong with sex workers at all. Like, that's, to me, I think it's a weird-ass thing that it's, like, illegal and shit and all of that. Like, prostitution is illegal. To me, that's weird. That's always been the weirdest crime to me. Like, why the fuck do I give a goddamn...
Can't tax the pussy.
You can't tax the pussy, exactly. That's all it is. But that's why...
Taxation without representation.
That's why I don't like that shit. Because how the fuck you think you own somebody's body?
Facts.
Like, that's crazy to me. Because that's all it is. You want to own people's body and you can't. So because you can't own it either. Right.
I mean, they tax strippers. So, I mean, you can find a way. Everybody pay taxes. You make money, you pay taxes. That's just how the world works.
They got them... we seen the buses in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
They figured out a way to make that shit legal in Vegas.
They taxing, man. They taxing niggas.
So it's like, come on. Anyway, my point is that what he said, I 100% agree with. If you doing sex work because mm-hmm. that's what you want to do, then great. But if you doing that shit because you think that shit about to get you something that it got somebody else, you failing right then and there.
Facts.
And not even just in sex work. If you a bitch out here making candles because your Facebook friend making candles, you're fucking up. If you selling lashes because your Facebook friend selling lashes and not because that's what you wanted to do, you're fucking up. Yeah. Your shit ain't never going to be what that shit is because they putting passion behind what they got going on and you putting the wrong shit.
Like you just wanted to pop for a minute. Exactly. And, oh, she's doing this.
Or you want the same thing as that person. Just like the girl on my Facebook, I watched, she been my Facebook friend for a couple years. I watched this girl go from delivering lashes around Baltimore with that motherfucking bag to 8 vending machines in the biggest malls.
I be seeing her around.
You
there.
Feel me? And it's crazy because
Ashley or something.
Yeah. Everybody Ash. Shout out to her for real. Since I used her name. But
and if
she,
I know, then you know. I don't be into that shit.
Right.
So
I don't even wear lashes.
That just showed a brand awareness her. That's out there. You feel me? It's like it's known. It's a known thing. So yeah, and I, you know, when I see people, I look at people. And not like for personal, like if you a person and you say you operate in a business and shit, I'm looking at how you running your business. I'm looking at what you doing because I'm just business minded and I love to see that shit, especially for black women, black men, whatever. I'm looking to see how you running that shit. You feel me? And one thing I can say is I don't know if she have a business plan or not, but she moving like she definitely she know what the fuck she doing. Somebody know what they doing over there.
You could tell she put her money behind her shit, and a lot of people don't do that.
Nah,
a lot
but it's
of people
the, it's
take
the plan though.
A lot of people take their. It is the plan, right?
Yeah.
But having a plan, you gotta put your money behind it, and a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people go buy 30 shirts and they a boutique for a month, and then it's nothing else because them profits they made from that boutique, they straight spent them. You don't make no money from your business the first year. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Like, you make money, but that money is not your personal money. Yeah,
it's not profit. You don't
exactly.
profit.
That profit that you make, whatever profit, even if you making, because you will make a, you if you selling something, you ain't make no profit, you did something completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But so you going to make a profit, but the profits of your business for the first year should flow back into your business. It should be into branding. It should better marketing. It should go into pushing your business and shit for a while. And like a lot of people think, you know, that they can.
Hold on. Speaking of which, we need some money for this podcast. So hit the donation button.
Cry.
$1, $2, $3, $4. I want this mixing board. I'm going to tell y'all what I'm going to spend it on. I want this mixing board where I can hook at least 5 mics up to it. And it's already going to have the phantom stuff, so I don't need a different processor to get the thing in where I got to mix and master the sound there. I don't want to have to do all that. I just want the one board that can handle all that stuff with 5 mics on there so we can have guests. And then I can put a telephone line in so we can take calls. I want a real switchboard. I want one of them boards. I can find one used $250 or brand new and probably $500. If y'all want to help, you know what I mean? I greatly appreciate it. just saying, you feel me? Just saying, that's an option if you want to support that. Yeah.
Fixed.
We really appreciate it.
Also, since we speaking on that stuff randomly, if you listen to the podcast and you would like to purchase a Sensei candle at a discounted price for a review for my website, DM me. So 2 of y'all already said y'all was without even knowing.
Okay.
All right. But everybody else, if you would like to buy a Sensei candle from me, which is handmade massage candles, it's made out of soy and shea butter. So it's good for your body, good for your skin. Mm. It definitely oil your shit up. I used it personally when I tested them. So if you would like to buy a Sensei candle for a discount price, it will be cheaper than on the website in exchange for an honest review. Hit me up.
Yeah, and please be honest.
Yes, an honest review. Like, if your scent didn't last or whatever, because they can't meet, you feel me? So, human nature, I'm trying to figure them out. Some scents stronger than others, but they nice candles. I did my thing, if I do say so myself.
All right, so back to what the fuck we was talking about. What was we talking about?
Her making herself a brand, and I felt like if she would have, if sex work was her thing instead of being a copycat,
Kim Kardashian,
you probably would have went somewhere. Kim shit really was a revenge porn going correct.
Yeah, but I think that was planned.
I used to think that until how Ray J, did anybody pay attention to how Ray J acted?
But Ray J is an actor.
Right, I get that. But do y'all see how he acted?
No, I don't remember. It was 2010. I was in the streets.
Yeah, and even still, like, all the way up to the I Hit It First shit, I don't think that I didn't see that tape until recently. First of all, it was boring.
Yeah, it was trash.
And mainly because they wasn't having sex for the camera.
Right, they were just regular fucking.
So a lot of that shit was terrible for camera. So I don't know. But that's not to say that dead sex is neither good nor bad, because sometimes shit looks
Sometimes shit be looking good to be ass. There's a difference between real sex and camera sex.
Exactly, because you're doing certain shit just to get certain angles so people can see it. You feel exactly. Me? So, I don't know. But what I will say is, and I don't know, Ray J, but it came off like the outcome wasn't what he wanted. He never expected for, say you put out a sex tape on a bitch and you try and tarnish her name. You did it out of spite, right? Just hit me out. Say you do something out of spite, right? And instead of the shit fucking the person up like you want, it blow this bitch whole thing into it. That's how he acted. Like, I put this shit out. It was more like he was mad at how much fame it got, because that's not what he wanted. Then he came up with the I Hit It First song and all that shit. And I just feel like,
because
I used to think that. But so what I
feel like, Ray J is calculated though.
My right and a calculated thing would have been putting it. It was tarnishing people.
But you got to think about her too. Like, yeah, like
people didn't really know her though. That's the thing. So
leaking sex tapes can make you famous.
It can, right? But it don't work for everybody. Hear me out. Mimi tried to do it. That shit did not go her way. She had a sex tape.
It's probably because Mimi already had a brand. Like you just said, Kim Kardashian. You could tell how business minded she is. You feel me?
Yeah, see, her mother, first of all, shout out to Chris, because that's who did all that. Like, I think, because everybody think they did it.
Cause yeah, you got
to
I mean,
get
you
famous,
got,
and I don't think that's what happened.
I don't think they did it. I think it was put out, and when it was put out, PR went crazy.
Chris was like, "No, bitch, we about to make a bag off this, and turn negative to a positive."
But that's the problem. I see a lot of people out here. Y'all got teams that's good at PR, writing statements when you in a little hot water, but they can't take your negatives and make them positives. They the type of PR teams you need to be successful in the industry. You feel me? You need somebody that can take the negative stuff that come out about you and twist it into a positive. I'm telling you, and like Nicki Minaj, Cardi B.
Yes.
Right? That whoever was behind that, like QC and them, they fucking geniuses.
I swear to God, that man is smart as shit. Pierre is a living legend. I swear to God, he's a living legend.
It's one thing when you look at something and you say, oh, they know what they're doing. It's another thing to look at and say, this person is a fucking genius.
Yo, that man intelligent is a motherfucker. I don't care what nobody says.
That's why I like it, even if you don't like the Migos music or Cardi B music or whatever, you just respect the business behind it, the machine behind it, because dumb niggas, they do their work.
Yeah, they like, doing what the fuck you supposed to do.
They
get
doing
it done.
Work. And he did it. Another one is Wayne.
City Girls on there.
I know, but I'm saying, but look at the people he went and got.
Yeah,
but Cardi B made her name, right? Cardi B made her name off Love & Hip Hop with her personality, right? QC said, we're not changing none of that shit.
Be you, bitch.
Be who the fuck you is and watch what I do with it.
They branded
that. The City Girls ain't one. Like JT, that's why I told you why I fuck with it. She said, I don't want to do nothing. She said, I ain't about to be no broke bitch. I'm getting my money anyway, right? And he said, listen, keep that attitude. Keep all that. Keep you. Watch what I do with it. You
Shorty,
feel me?
Shorty said, we was smiling the niggas' faces for studio time.
Facts.
I was like, go off.
Facts. Facts. I mean, listen. A lot of people think you really got fucked to get to the top. Whole time you just got leverage what you got. You feel me? Listen, I'm around these niggas. These are niggas I'm with. They where I need to be. You feel me? They in the studio every week. They doing it. So I'm in there. You feel me? Chilling with niggas. I'm cool with them. They my peeps. You feel me? Whatever. You feel me? Boom. Okay. Yo, I need to rap. Man, sit down. Come on, y'all need to rap. Man, go ahead, man. Let these niggas do their fucking work. And then eventually you beg hard enough, somebody gonna be like, all right, yo, let me see what you got. Go.
And I want to say something about them while this the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of respect for them for a couple reasons. And one being, as much as motherfuckers don't like them bitches, them their pens.
Who don't like them?
Like people. Like a lot of people not City Girls fans. We know that. It's a lot of City Girls fans, yes. But it's a lot of them that don't fuck with them. It's a lot of people that don't like the City Girls.
They don't like what they stand for.
Exactly. And all that shit. They don't like what they do.
But Jay-Z the hottest nigga in the world.
My whole thing with them that I respect is whether you like what they saying or doing or not, that's their pen.
And that JT got a pen.
Right.
That's for real. I give Young Miami a lot of credit. Cause she didn't even want to do this shit. She hopped on this shit with her friend. And she learned. You can see her learning the craft as she go.
As she go, I swear
and
to God,
she is fucking good. And she did it.
And she writing her own shit.
And it's easy for a motherfucker to be like, I don't really write. I really ain't want to do this. Go ahead, y'all, write me a song. She like, no, like, and you gotta respect that when you come into something that you really didn't want to do, but you stay true to the art form.
Facts.
That's a point.
Thank you.
It might not be the biggest points in the world, but to me, that's a point because you could have easily took the route where I'm want to get somebody to write my songs for
right,
me.
And look who her team is. She could get easy. The biggest, best, and
nigga,
she not.
Lil Yachty is on their team. That nigga is a fucking writer.
I know, and people don't get that, man. Everybody laughing and all that. Somebody writer. Gonna say, I don't know why, because he made like a list, like a under 25 with a bunch of money.
Yeah.
He made something like that, and somebody had made a statement saying that they ain't know how he got all that money.
Kids.
And I was like, he got the pen.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty is the P of pen.
Yeah.
Like people really be wildin'.
And it's crazy because
like,
how he rap, right? You would think because how he rap, because I can't listen to his raps. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, he make like bubblegum music.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's not my thing. You know me. I'm gangster rap all the way. 42 Doug, Lil Durk, Game, Jim Jones. That's where I'm at with my shit. That's how I like my rap. If you mean shooting and killing people, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we can go listen to R&B for all that.
Facts, you feel me? I go ahead and put some real shit on. You feel me? But when I got into him a little bit, because I was like, what is the hype about him? When Joe Button and all, I was like, what's the hype about? I went and got into this nigga, you feel me? I'm like, let me see what he's about. Okay, I see. I get it. He can write.
Yeah, he can.
He can write.
I found out he was a writer because I told you he made bubblegum music, but I am one of them people. If you to know me, to know I listen to damn near. I like a song prior to. I could give you a song that I like prior out of every genre. Mm. I really do like music, and I like a variety of music. And even though, like I said, his shit is bubblegum, a bubblegum song here and there, cool. You feel me? Nicki Minaj got a couple bubblegum songs. Like, people make bubblegum. I mean,
that's what you
gum.
Gotta do to get in, exactly. Be in the industry. That's what right. The top of the industry
they,
is,
they be
least.
A vibe for certain shit. A bubblegum song be a cool car ride or, you feel me, getting ready mm-hmm. to go out.
A nice little
and
sing-along.
He had one that I can't think about right now. I can hear the beat playing, but I can't think about it right now. And I used to like that song. It used to be on my old phone. And, when I first heard him, because I, like I said, I don't listen to nothing else, but he had one song that I fucked with. I had Googled him looking for the music, looking for the song with the lyrics, and other shit came up about him, and that's how I found out that he was a writer. And I was
And it's amazing how we are sitting here talking about somebody putting out a sex tape to try to be Kim Kardashian,
it be like that. I don't know. You start talking about business and we start talking about QC.
Hell yeah. We didn't touch that. Facebook friends are now we on somebody we don't even fucking listen to.
Right.
Shit crazy. But nah, it's true. And I feel like I'm with him. I feel what he was saying. Like, if she would have did this because this is what she wanted to do or because she wanted to, you know, do porn because it's in how she wanted to express her sexuality. Then it's like, okay, cool. But trying to do shit for a money grab is not the wave.
Right.
It is not.
Point in case.
And it's not a successful business plan.
Point in case. A girl on my timeline, and I won't mention her name because, you know, I think that'd be rude. But she and sex work openly. You feel me? And she had just recently made a Facebook status and was saying how she don't like how people pushing and kids growing up, like teenagers, that's their goal. Like, they coming out because everybody got the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I don't care. Like, you can say what you want about
Didn't
your
we
kid.
We had this conversation.
I don't know, but you can say what you want about your kid.
We had this conversation when we was talking about if they going is OnlyFans the new strip club.
Right, we might have. And she just made this status a few days ago. And
we did have this conversation.
She said basically how, you know, she don't want that for people, like for kids. Like, I don't want children. And she openly in sex work. She cool with it and she capitalizing off of it and all that shit, right? But she also has put the work in behind that. You feel me? Like, she not just
right.
out here. Y'all, like, people get out here, take a couple trash ass nudes, throw them on the internet, and think niggas just want to see pussy. No.
Yeah, no.
These bitches is on here making productions.
Whole productions.
Like, y'all, if sex work is not what you want to do, don't do it. You feel what I'm saying?
Or, yeah, and I don't think it should be a
your
dream.
Game, or not for this many people. Because what I will say is, I know people that when I was growing up that wanted to be strippers. Like, I know girls that, and I know two that are strippers.
Mm-hmm.
One of them don't live here, but she stripped in out in Vegas making a bag, and the other one is home and she stripped there and she make a good coin. Like,
yeah, but
she's straight.
If this is what you want to do, to understand what comes with it, understand what you got to really do to do it.
Right. And that both of them is the full strippers. The one in Vegas, don't have no kids, work out all the time, body right. She put the money behind all her brand and shit, then took stripping. She modeled too. And she branded herself. You feel me? And the other one, I don't know what all she doing, but I know she making some money. You feel me? And she's still stripping. Her body still look good. And I don't know if she got a kid or not, but I know she well taken care of. And that's something that she always wanted to do. And she had a plan with that shit and she executed it. A lot of people just jump out there thinking they going to make some money and they don't put no effort. Because one thing I don't do at the strip club is throw money at bitches that ain't doing nothing. I don't give a fuck what's going on. We just went to Onyx. One of them bitches got up there and you could tell she was the new stripper. Baby, you should have been practicing on Monday in the daytime. This was not the day.
Yeah.
And nobody threw no money. And I felt bad, but I didn't come here to see you look crazy. And I'm not a pity party.
Nah, if you're going to strip.
Yeah. So I'm one of them. Like, I think you should have a game plan behind what you're doing. People want to run there when they ain't got no money and all that shit. And I think it's disrespectful for the people that put the work in, because Y'all want to act like dumb bitches ain't putting work in.
Right.
And they is. Yeah. So I think that it's one thing, it's people that always wanted to get into sex work. I don't care what you say, even if they didn't say it out loud. It was people that knew when they got older, I want to be a porn star. When I get older, I kind of want to be.
That was every little boy. You feel me?
Right. But it was women too that's what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. My thing is now, I think it's too much of a high number. I don't believe it should be looked down upon like how people used to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't think it should be as many people go to. Like, goddamn it, we need... People always talk about black-owned businesses. We not just talking about nails and strippers and... Yeah, we need some goddamn bus companies and doctors and lawyers and...
Construction companies.
Yeah, man. Construction companies and financial advisors and therapists and shit. Yeah. So some of y'all need to be...
Trust me, we got a lot of black therapists.
We need y'all to go get certified, go to school, that's learn this shit.
That's a lot of black women go get that.
You right, though. Yeah, it's a matter of fact, where I work at, which I won't say... One of the younger girls there that's in school, that's what she going to school for right now.
Yeah.
And her mother, though, which I thought was funny when she told me that, her mother is a psych nurse.
I don't know what that is.
That's a nurse. That's when you go be an RN. So you're a nurse, right?
Mm.
But you work in mental health. You don't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she work on the psych floors and shit. So I thought it was funny that her mother... Root in mental health, and she got in mental health too. Same field, different sides of the coin.
All right, so let's get into this. Right. Let's get into this.
Because I'm not going to lie. You said you randomly shot this topic out, but I thought this was a funny one.
So I did a poll on this on Facebook and Instagram too. And I don't know why. Like, a lot of people that's on my Facebook is on my Instagram, but they always vote. Like, some people just vote on Instagram, some people vote on Facebook. That's why I do both of them. So, total percentage point, right? I asked a poll, and the poll was, how important is an orgasm to your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
How important is it that your partner can make you have an orgasm? 1 through 5, and then 6 through 10. 1 through 5 being, as long as he feeling rows, I don't really need it. 6 through 10 being, I'm not fucking with them if they can't give me an orgasm. I was surprised, and one of our friends pointed this out on the poll. I was surprised at the results because it was overwhelmingly, because it's two polls, it's 200 points. Only 35% said 1 through 5.
Which is funny to me.
Hold on. 165 said, and it might change by the morning when I post them, but 165% out of 200% said that it's 6 through 10. They're not fucking with nobody unless they can give them an orgasm. Now, we probably got the same reason why it's funny, so go ahead, tell them what your reason is.
So I thought it was funny because a lot of women say that they don't even be getting orgasms.
Bingo.
So how you fucking with, y'all fucking with niggas that ain't giving y'all orgasms unless you happen to have all the people that done had orgasms now. And I feel like once you start getting orgasms, it is one of them things like, yeah, no, I'm not even fucking with you if you can't do this to me.
A lot of people that interact with me on social media, they freaky.
Yeah, so they probably at the point where it's like...
they've already had them. They know what it's like. So they're like, yeah, I'm going to need this.
I'm going to need that, yeah. And I do think that's one of them things. Like, if you ain't have it, you don't know what you're striving for. But once you get that, what is sex? It ain't involved. You feel me? And even if you probably not orgasm every single time you have sex, you doing it most, you going to be looking for that most of the time.
Yeah. Well, did you see the material I sent you? The source material?
Kinda.
Yeah, so one of the sex doctors said she recommend women...
3 times a week.
3 times a week. Have an orgasm 3 times a week.
Correct.
So...
3 times a week.
All right. 3 times a week.
Ladies, fellas, you need to be making your girl orgasm, not come, not pussy jerk, orgasm, leg shaking.
But can't you like beat your pussy?
Yes.
And that can give you the orgasm.
That's a good one.
But she basically saying like if you don't have an orgasm at least 3 times a week, it can show that you're not interested in sex, which might be a sign that something else is going on, either mentally or physically with your health. So she recommend that you do it 3 times a week to make sure that you're in good. And they say it relieves your stress.
It do.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff niggas don't care about or know about.
Yeah, orgasms do a lot of shit. That's why they tell you when you're pregnant and you getting to the end, fuck. But when they say fuck, they mean orgasm. They want you to release those hormones that come out your body when you orgasm because it can help start labor.
When you orgasm?
I said orgasm.
No, you said orgasm.
No, I didn't. You heard orgasm.
What the fuck cool. is a orgasm?
Cool whip. I watched that episode. It's been in my head for weeks.
All right, so I kind of want you to do 2 things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, I want you to tell us how important was an orgasm to you before you got your first one?
Probably, like, I don't know. That's why I said what I said. I don't think it was necessarily quote unquote, that important.
One through 10. Put it on the scale.
Maybe like 5, 4. And I would say because I had sex that felt good.
So before you got your first one?
Oh, yeah. Before I got my first orgasm? No, I'm going to have to say 0, I guess, because I wasn't striving for something I didn't know that I had. Now, what I would say is when I went from good dick to bad, I knew the difference. Like, I didn't know what an orgasm was, but I knew, like, this shit don't feel like
the last dick.
Exactly. I ain't have a lot of dicks to compare, so. Right. But my first boyfriend, Chucky, was.
You saying nigga's name is on there now. Shout out to Chucky.
a lot of people won't know him by that name, though, so that's a good thing. But anyway, a couple people will. But anyway, he had good dick. Then when I went after that, it was not good dick. And so I was like, I kind of want that. So I was striving for that. That's how I learned all those positions.
Mm.
But once I got orgasm.
Hold on. You going too fast. Let me ease you into this, right?
Yeah, so that's the first
half. At what age did you get your first orgasm?
22.
So good dick don't equal orgasm.
Correct. Like, I used to come and the shit used to feel real good, but I wasn't having an orgasm. I wasn't orgasming. And that's why I said what I said, because even prior, one thing that was over the good dick was I started getting hit, right? So after I started getting hit, that shit was a way different feeling too, right? And I used to think that was orgasms until... I had a full orgasm. I started skirting and all that shit. That was when I realized that, wait a minute. Yeah. And now that's a must.
All right. So, and I was about to ask you, how on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is it that you have orgasms now?
10.
You said it's a must. So, all right. I mean, I'm built for it tough, so.
Grind back. But yeah, it is. It's very important to be. I'm not, first of all, I always had the mindset that unless I'm fucking for money, like prostitutes, because you fucking for a reason. The whole point of having sex, you don't give a fuck if you come and shit. It's for the money, right? Which I don't do. So I lay down to have sex for the same reason. You lay down to have sex.
For the pleasure.
Exactly. So why the fuck would I allow myself not to feel good? So I never been a type that was fake moaning and like going through bad sex. I was telling a motherfucker, readjusting, trying different shit because no.
You're going to make me feel good.
Pretty. Touch me on the inside. But yeah, so, and then, so it just heightened to orgasms once I got them. You feel me? But I've always been a type of person where you at least got to make me come, because what the fuck did I come for? Like, I got up before. I got one body. I don't count.
Story time.
Yeah, I got one body. I don't count because it never, they didn't come, I didn't come, and sex was very quickly not long. It was horrible. I straight said, hold on. Get up.
You probably broke that nigga's spirit.
We can't. Hopefully he out here fucking the shit out bitches now after that. Because what the fuck was going on? I don't understand. You probably understand.
Broke that man's spirit, and man.
That was a case where you could have a nice size, average, big, whatever. You could have a nice size dick and not know how to throw that motherfucker at all. That shit was trash.
Call them rammers.
Shit was trash. What what was the name called it on Shameless when she fucked him at the party? Fuck. Tammy. When he said he was just poking. Remember? What the fuck? I can't remember she was calling. But it was horrible, yo. I had to stop that shit where we was at. We got to go. I'm going to have to holler at you another day. And he was cool, too. But no, sir.
Dang.
It could never be.
Personality don't equal sex.
No, man. Sir. Not, that's a friend.
You the homie for life. That's a friend,
period. Could have been, but you know, we never talked that to that.
Yeah. So that's one thing I always wondered, like how many females that I didn't make orgasm?
Probably a lot.
I don't know.
I say that, okay.
Now, I'm just saying, I don't know. I've been kind of good at this for a long time. So, I don't know if it's a lot. I mean, I know I've had, just regular sex with people, but I can't remember, the amount of times. So, and then it's like, I don't know, if I made everybody orgasm. I can pretty much bet that I didn't, but I kind of, want to know, what's the number?
Go take a poll.
I mean, I'm not friends with a lot of females that I had sex with, so, and even if I was, then bitches be lying, man.
Fit.
They be lying when they love you. You made me come so good.
Then when they hate you, your dick was little.
Oh yeah. So you don't know how to quantify that shit, man. So.
So what else?
That was they was the questions that I had for. I just wanted to know what was
your, so now you answer.
I mean, I come, so when I bust a nut, I orgasm. But I will say this for niggas, the bigger the nut is, the harder the nut is, the more traumatizing the experience.
So men don't. So are you saying men don't orgasm?
Nah, men orgasm.
Oh, okay.
We do. And all right. So let me get. That's a good thing to get into. Let me get into this, because I posted something a long time ago on Facebook talking about a mangasm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so many motherfuckers got on there like, "What the fuck is a mangasm? That shit sound gay. That shit ain't. How the fuck you do this, that, and the other?" You feel me? I'm like, yo, niggas ain't never. Am I the only one that's been sitting on the edge of the bed, leg shaking and shit uncontrollably because after the nut he just bust? To me,
orgasm.
That's the mangasm. You feel me?
It's a fucking orgasm.
It's a mangasm. Excuse me. We gonna make this shit a little tough. That's a mangasm, and I haven't been that way a lot. You feel me? But I can remember the times I was, you feel me? Because that's how them shits be for real. And then one of our friends was hopped on the post, was talking about how he busted nut, and then he was on the floor shaking for 5 minutes and shit. I'm like, damn, nigga. I ain't never had that one before. But like a nigga, bust a nut, nigga go pee, guy pee or whatever, feel like a nigga got pee still. You feel me? Go over there, try to piss, you feel me? And get on piss. Your sprinkle come out, nigga break down, knees get weak and shit in the bathroom. I'm telling you. That's how your man be in the bathroom, because you fuck this shit out your nigga. My favorite ones is when it's ride. Ride one of them bitches out, me. You ain't going nowhere. Where you going? Lay down. I gotta pee. No, you don't. Pee on me.
Not pee on me. You a nasty motherfucker.
Girl, pee in this bed. I ain't letting go.
Ew.
And for real though, niggas don't, people don't be woke to shit like this. And I realized a while ago, like, motherfuckers don't be hip to it. And it's like, maybe you ain't never do that to a nigga, or maybe a nigga ain't never expressed that you did that to him, because it is kind of like a vulnerable thing for a man to try to admit to his woman, like, yeah, you just gave me an orgasm. Like, what, nigga? The fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, bitches is hard on. So, if social media ain't helped me, I understand why men secretive as fuck. Y'all hard on niggas, yo.
Hard as fuck, man. Niggas can't do nothing. Niggas can't even come.
No, hard on niggas.
For real.
Yes.
But yeah, so with a nigga, it's like, for the most part, they call the male orgasm him coming. Him coming is the male orgasm,
mm-hmm.
right?
But you, and it's a level after
I'm about to say it's levels. Like, it's definitely levels in like, because
you
I felt
can
them.
Just come.
Right. Like, I can come regularly, feel, oh, thank you. Go to sleep. You feel me? You want some juice? I can make you some juice from scratch.
Freaky as shit, yeah.
And then it's the ones like, hold up, give me a minute. I need to process this in my brain. Like, that's some different type coochie there. Like, I ain't never had that before. Like, I ain't had some coochie. I ain't never had no coochie. This is punani.
Hey, yo, bye. Oh, man.
Nah,
this is punani.
This ain't coochie, pussy. This is punani.
That word came from.
Yeah, that's what, like, give me that punani. Yeah, just some ancient coochie.
Not ancient.
For real. So, do this. What's the most vivid orgasm you can remember? Tell us the story.
What the fuck? That was like on the spot.
I know. It's meant to be. So just like the first one that popped into your head, you know, tell us about that time.
And you worked like that. So oh, all right. Remember, when we first moved. So we had just moved on Winterbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was there.
we had just moved on. We had literally just moved there. We had no furniture. So we was on the floor and shit. Dead.
I said, tell us your story. Details. Give us specifics.
No. Why? So we was fucking, I don't know. Duh. So we
duh.
No, I don't know what happened. That was the first time I had skirted like that too, remember? That was great. That was a little yeesh.
Anyway, oh, so your first squirt.
No, the first one was
right.
But then yeah, you're
not
that
tell that story.
Correct. Jesus. But that was a
plead the fifth on that one. No incrimination.
We went to square up. But they we was on the floor or whatever, and we was fucking missionary. And yeah, I don't know, you was hitting that shit. Next thing you know, I was shaking and screaming every fucking way.
All right.
So I think that
was. I remember that. I was there.
Well, I ain't going to say that.
I was proud of myself that day.
Yeah, because it had never happened like that yet.
Because you was one of them. This the ones that a lot of people. I can't squirt, not a squirt, I can't squirt, you feel me? I invite the challenge. I've always been one of those ones.
Yeah, I didn't think I knew how to squirt because my coochie be like gushing.
But I told you. After I hit it raw, I told you. I'm like, you bullshitting, you can squirt. I can feel it. Like, I can feel your muscles. I can feel them contractions. Like, you just got to let that shit go. Don't fight the feeling.
Cry.
For real, because that's really what it be. Like, a lot of people, like a lot of females, women, they fight the feeling. They like, they don't know what the feeling is. They fight it, you know. I got pee. You ain't got pee. And if it is pee, guess who won't care? That's why you gotta get you a nasty nigga, because it's gonna open the doors up for you, because it's like, yo, you can squirt. So if the first time you think it's pee, nigga gonna be like, nah, relax. You feel me? It ain't, just let it come. Let it come.
Facts. Yeah, you ever been in the bathroom after you fuck and you can't pee because you ain't had to pee whole time?
Facts.
You thought you had to pee.
Whole time, geez, that's that squirt trying to get out that coochie. You feel me? You hold it back. You stop holding yourself back, lady.
Facts. Wondering why some pees feel better than the other.
Give me what I came for in my mouth. Thank you.
Nasty.
Listen, we need that. You feel me?
Yes, I be here for all the nasty shit.
Niggas be feeling proud though. Like that, like female on, that's an ego stroke that you can't take back. You feel me? So you fucking with a nigga, he doing what he doing. You feel you? You feel me? And you start squirting and shit, he gonna be like, oh, yeah,
right.
Got that shit. No, you feel he gonna tell everybody? He gonna tell all his friends. She said she gonna squirt. I make that pussy squirt.
Crying
for real. He gonna remind you like and all that shit. Like let him be the only nigga that ever made you squirt. You feel me? Even when y'all broke up, he gonna be texting you random. One night, I go, remember the time I made you squirt?
That shit gonna work until she starts squirting with the next nigga.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's how I go, you feel me?
Circle of life.
But, myth, you probably won't know this. I probably have to get somebody else, one of your porn star friends on the phone. Because I want to know if this is a myth or not, right? Not every man, like if a female know how to squirt, or if a woman know how to squirt, not every man can make her squirt.
Well, that's clearly the truth.
But you know how to do it, though, so why can't you do it on your own? Like, as a female, can you bring yourself to that brink, like, without
the
man being necessarily as good?
No, I think that you might can do it without having a nigga there, though. But if you fucking a nigga, and he, like you said, not bringing you to squirt, I don't think you can bring yourself to just squirt. But I think if you like playing with your pussy correctly, you can make yourself squirt.
All right. So what feels better? Right? Because it's two type of squirting orgasms, right? And people don't know this. It's the gushy kind of gush out. And then it's the fire hose kind that, like,
yeah, the squirt up, that everybody right? think of about squirt.
Right. When you think about squirting, you thinking that. You thinking the squirt. But that's an orgasm. But also, there's a gushing orgasm, too, where you can orgasm without squirting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can do both. Which one feel better?
So I'm gonna say gushy. Now, with that being said, I used my pussy gush before I could squirt, right? But not how it be doing now. And that shit might be having. You be saying it?
Yeah, no, that shit disrespectful.
Yeah, that shit be having.
You trying to push me out and shit.
You don't be trying. It just be going off.
Nah, yeah, you be trying to push me out and shit and spitting all on me and shit. Coochie disrespect. We like it, though.
Thank you. But, yeah, no, I think when it good shout is better. That shit be like your water breaking. Mm.
It's like a release.
Yeah. And it's like all the nerves stand up at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. Like, in the clip, that's how I feel. Like, they all just was like, in unison. Like the Chinese military.
Another thing, fun fact for that. fun fact for that, they say that is actually healthy.
What?
Because it cleans out your old and bacterial stuff that's being your coochie. I don't know. I just know it clean it out. Whatever that track is, y'all have like your urinary tracks and all that shit. You feel me?
You got that too.
I mean, but y'all orgasms, like y'all gushing orgasm, it cleans that out. Mm. Like it takes all that old and dried up and bad bacteria out when you come in.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck we need a period for then?
Cause you can't. Everybody came in, y'all come.
Right.
Like that.
So. Nature like, look, we got this. We gonna hold it down, G.
And
why wouldn't nature give everybody like good dick and coochie?
Well, maybe good dick to you ain't good dick to everybody.
Oh,
else.
Yeah, cause you know, right. I had ended up friends with this girl on a post because she was saying how she liked little dicks. And we had a whole conversation. And I was like, what you mean by little? Because, like, some people, it's like you go from, we skip average. Niggas go from big to little. You feel me? And sometimes some people. You feel me? So we was talking about that. And she was saying, like, she liked, like, 5-6 inches. A little girth. And she cool, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, that's a little dick.
That's an average, though.
No, that's a little dick. That's a small dick. 5 inches. Five inches is a small dick.
I don't think I've seen 5 inches since I was 9. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a small dick. So that's why I was kind of saying, like, sheesh. So I don't know how five inches would
work.
But I know some people that said they had small dicks that be swinging. But what I also will say is I don't know in what regard to small, because we gotta remember, small is also perception, because a person that like 10, 11 dicks, 8 and 9 is kind of small to them.
Yeah, not my dick small.
And so.
Somebody said that shit to me too. I need a 12 inch dick. Bitch, you in the wrong inbox.
Crying. For real though. Like,
what? Ain't no shame in my motherfucking game. Nigga, you in the wrong inbox, shorty. I ain't got enough.
It's some people.
I'm
going to
stick my foot in that pussy. Like, what you want me to do?
Yo, not because it's a 12. Go to hell. Anyway, but yeah, it's people like that. Like, people that like small dicks and people that like massive ass dicks. So, you know, what we consider big on average, people, they like, nah, that's too little for me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I think it's all in perception. So I don't know what regards was small, but Shorty specifically said 5-6 inches. So meaning more so 5 is what she cool with, but she'll go up to like 6. That's crazy to me.
So myth or non-myth, right? When it comes to dick. Because this, I remember this a minute ago. Somebody was saying how it really don't matter how big the dick is because the coochie can only take like 4 inches of dick.
No.
So how'd that work? I just want to know.
So I'm going to speak on that slightly. Mm-hmm. I understand why people can like small dick. Because what I will say is, it's definitely not length. If you make a post full of length and girth, 99% of the women is going to comment and say both, even though that wasn't a fucking option.
Facts.
Or they're going to say girth. Nobody likes a long ass skinny dick. We call them pencil dicks. And nobody wants a pencil dick. I don't know no woman, me personally. I don't know no women. I've never seen one. I've had that post, seen that post in groups and all that. They always say both are girth. I've never seen a woman put length, just length. You either want length and girth or you will take girth. Because dick being fat is more so what matters, right? So hear me out. Mm-hmm. We know that women can take more than 4 inches because niggas is walking around with 8-9 inch dicks and y'all know y'all be balls deep in some pussy. So we gonna just throw that out there, right?
Facts.
So, with that being said, the point of what they making about that is you only need, like, it's only 4 inches or so of what they claim you need.
For stimulation.
Right. Okay. Which goes into a point in case of why girth matters. That's actually our preference, right? Line up to that scientific fact. Because women will always pick girth. Because a pencil dick ain't going to make you feel what you need to feel. It's that. It's
so what y'all need to feel? I mean, just what y'all need to feel.
Like, dick. It's in the walls. Like, yeah, like you want your wall. You want that shit feel. You don't want no pencil. It's like, it's the same reason. Boom, boom. It's the same reason, basically. That niggas don't like loose pussy.
Can't really feel it.
Exactly.
It's like walking in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that before.
Mm.
Yes.
Tragic. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Crazy thing is, she was wet as fuck, though. You feel me? And it's like, all right, I mean, yeah, it's wet as shit, but it's like walking in the rain. You feel me? And so it is that thing where it's like, it ain't doing it. Like, I need the walls.
Yo, the pussy, and I know I probably said this before because I always swear by this. The pussy is nothing but a muscle. Mm-hmm. Work that shit, y'all. Kegel. It makes you not pee on yourself when you get older. And it make that pussy tight. And even if that pussy not tight, if you learn to kegel, you can tighten the pussy.
Yeah, you can grip it.
Hard.
Deception. We call them devils.
Because all I'm saying is, and it's not even a devil, because the pussy can already be tight and then grip.
Yeah.
No. I can grip a finger.
You grip your own finger, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
And with that being said, if you know me, you know I got little ass hands.
Yeah, that's
everybody know that I got little small fingers. Oh, I know.
She do this bullshit after I come where she want to grip the whole dick and shit, like, like not trying to let me out and shit. Like, what are you doing? Like, let me go.
It's one of them hugs you can't get away from. Facts. You ever hugged?
she be on that shit. I be having it like, and then this shit come out with a pop and shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you do.
Yes.
then be mad when you pull it out. Like, what do you want me to do? I came already.
So,
but one thing I will say about that shit, like females that can do that, like one time you did this shit and my dick got back hard. I just laid there and let you do that shit. My dick got right back hard. It was like, okay, yeah. But the only thing I don't like about getting right back hard, like after I come down a little bit and then getting right back hard, is I'm not getting to that second nut.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard shit. I'm gonna be on
We be getting them though.
Trying to get there, you feel me? Yeah, because you know we had chill for a little bit, like because we had fun, like we be chilling, like we had just sit there and talk for a minute while the dick in, you feel me? You kiss a little bit, you will do whatever, joke whatever it is, you feel me? And then after a while we back in there, so you know you can slow roll it into the bone, and mm-hmm. then it's like the nut building up while I'm mm-hmm. stroking mm-hmm. slow, because you know some females you can't stroke them slow.
Yeah, so that's another thing. That's what I'm saying about dick and preference too.
You can't stroke them slow. They need you pounding it. So like if you went in with a little flag, you feel me? Half hard soldier, it ain't gonna work out because they ain't like, what are you doing? Nigga? Yeah. You feel me? But if you got that grip, that little chubby be feeling like something till that bitch blow up and then boom.
And still be holding on.
Yeah, all right.
Holding on.
Oh, take his one good slide out. Wrong. All right, you got it. I know. I got it from here.
Right.
I got it from here.
But yeah, I don't know.
I had another spot to go to because it's something real important. Ghost dicking. The phenomenon known as ghost dick. It's like, you know what that is, right?
No.
Like, okay, so ghost dick is like, say you have sex. And you go get up, go watch coochie, do everything you gotta do. You go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can still feel a dick
yes, sir.
Hitting you. And it, have you ever orgasmed off ghost dick?
I ain't, not orgasm, but kind of like came.
You wet your drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Next time that happen, text me.
You.
I just want to know. I just want to know. That's it.
So nasty. I did that day. That's when I was working out the airport, and I sent you that picture in the bathroom.
Oh yeah. Little drawers was on. Thing.
Fingers was all.
Yeah. Do that. I like that. You got my dick hard.
Cause she nasty. You nasty. You be at work doing the mole show.
I be chilling, man. I be chilling. I don't be doing shit. You feel me? Just whatever I think you might like. You know, snap a dick pic for you real quick. Tink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I be here for it. But yeah, so ghost dick is such a thing. You do go out and travel into the world, you can just still feel that shit in your pussy. Just, yeah. Or in the, you know, the sex flashbacks situation mm-hmm. that you have a sex flashback, you can feel.
You want to know? I think I remember what you're talking about now. Because I remember that night of sex. Because it was hitting different. Because
that's when we lived at the apartment closest to Auntie.
I know. And I'm trying to remember. It was missionary. And we fucked missionary for like 2 hours. And your shit was gushing the whole fucking time. Like, it was gushing the whole fucking time. Like,
yeah, that is that day.
That pussy felt good as fuck. Like, is that when the couch?
Yes, you talking about the couch living room game.
In the beginning.
BB. I know exactly what night you talking about.
That one, that was some of the best pussy I ever had in my life. But that pussy, that day was better. Like, that is probably the best pussy I ever had in my life. You feel me? Because it felt so good. And I ain't even like, I don't know. Listen.
That was the first day. That was the first crack hit, huh?
Yeah, that was. that was different. That was different right there. That was some good coochie. I don't know. I was wondering, like, what the fuck got in your ass? You feel me? Like, but it is. But it been other times though. I think that one probably is number one. But there's been a lot of other times where, especially once we get the stimuli flowing, you feel me? Get to talking that shit to your ass, you be Coochie just do it, got a mind of its own. Like, yeah, give me that pussy. You feel me? I don't, you know what you thinking for. You got to think. You don't get paid to think here. You're not a manager in this bedroom. Pooh. You feel me? Let me go ahead and give me my pussy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You feel me? Give your forehead kiss.
Thank you. You ain't be hitting me with the thank you at the sex.
Facts.
Yo.
Because I appreciate the pussy. You feel me? I appreciate it, man. You got to appreciate the pussy.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, like if you like as a nigga, if you don't appreciate your girl coochie, man, you gotta let it go, man. You gotta let it go. Let somebody else appreciate it. Somebody out there might appreciate it, or might not. You feel me? But
it might not be appreciatable pussy.
Yeah, not
some niggas ain't got appreciatable dick, facts. So I can understand that it might be some coochies out here like that.
Yeah, it is.
It be some nice coochies though. And I say that because I see a lot of niggas say, and because niggas, I think it goes public more when people talk about bad sex experiences. Mm-hmm. But I see more good experience from men than I see bad. Like, it's like more women are having bad sex than men. And I still know a lot of women having good sex.
Yeah.
Good sex is important for your life.
It is.
And I don't care who you are, what you are, what you like, what you don't like. Whatever your sexual situation is, good sex is important for your life.
Yeah.
And if you one of them people and you celibate for whatever reason, that's your thing. I'm not talking, if that's working for you and your peace and all that, good for you. But if you out here fucking, good sex is important for your life. Y'all know how y'all feel at the good sex. We not gonna act like y'all don't little pet me. It's that I think it's in men and women. And women know that, y'all that got nigga, the little sway listen, the next day. Listen, bitches will straight hit you with a, oh, you must have got some cutty last night.
Hell yeah.
I see you shorty, the glow.
You like as a nigga, right? So like me when I was in the field, you feel I used to walk everywhere. So it ain't nothing like you leaving the house, walking to the bus stop, you feel me? Walking to the bus stop, you listening to your music, got the smile on your face, you jamming, you rocking out. That's a good feeling, you feel me? That's a good feeling.
Make you have a good day.
Yeah.
Some shit that might have annoyed you, you don't need pay no mind.
You feel me? Facts. You just having a good time. You got to remember you in the hood. You got to hold up, nigga, a little bit.
You on your walk, making my way downtown type shit.
Funny as shit. That's usually where I'll be walking to.
Facts. Downtown. Exactly. But yeah, yo, I think that's I think it is important, like orgasms and having good sex and feeling sexy and shit like that. Like, I think that's important. And one of my friends just had said recently to one of my other friends that's an Aquarius too. And she was like, this is what I like about when Aquariuses do start Aquariusing. And she was saying how, like, one of the things that I think is sexy about y'all is you bitches don't even know y'all are sexy. Like, y'all just out here moving around.
Facts.
Like, y'all regular and all this shit like that. And we was just having this conversation the other day. And I was laughing for real, like, that is us, because the friend she was talking about, I used to say that about her, like, girl, what you talking about? Like, what the fuck? You feel me? And she be doing the same thing to me.
Is that an Aquarius thing or a woman thing?
I think it's an Aquarius thing, because I hear that about us a lot. You dated a lot of Aquariuses. You seem to say that they kind of walk that same path. And I hear that about myself a lot. And my friend that I'm talking about, which you know who I'm talking about. She the same way. Like, her popping out like she been popping out lately is a yes, bitch, because she was one of them in the show not popping like she thought she
like
was.
Like, I don't understand how cute y'all really are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
And it's genuine. Yeah. I promise you that.
I've been around you long enough to know.
They like in a little bubble. And I know a gay girl, and I won't mention her. I'll tell you who I'm talking about after this.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of the same way. And she, like, stood, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And she the same way. And I be looking like, Do you know?
You the shit,
girl. Like, do you know you the shit? Like, your whole everything is like the shit. Like, right. I don't know what you doing out here.
I don't know. Y'all might just they be just more like, self-conscious than
that. Yeah. Look at Alicia Keys.
Oh, y'all probably just too hard on yourselves, man.
And I think that's what it is.
A lot of women is hard on themselves.
But look at Alicia Keys. She was talking about that in the interview, basically. And she she didn't talk about her sign being a thing, but she was talking about how she didn't feel sexy and all that shit. And now, like, her moving more so with herself and loving herself, that's why she stopped wearing makeup. It made her, like, she feel sex. She feel more herself, and it make her feel
better,
sexier, and better.
Just being you, for real.
Yeah, like, this how she like to be. And that's why she started, she don't wear makeup and shit like that. And I think she had skin issues, too, that played the part with, of her feeling the way and shit. And, yeah, but I noticed that she Aquarius. And I was laughing, like, yo, it took her a long-ass time to realize.
To come about that show.
Yeah. And that's really hot, because my sister been saying it since I was little. I was a tomboy. And my sister just seen the flower there. So, I know.
You beautiful, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you top tier.
Thank you. Yeah, speaking of, I got a girl in my DMs right now. I got a girl in my DMs right now that she just, I was looking like, me? Me? You sure?
I be trying to tell you, everybody be loving your ass, man.
Yeah, they
like, it should be wanting you. Like, nah. They want you. I'm just here. I'm just here, nigga. I wrote that status too. Like, nobody want me but you, girl. For real.
Cry. You know I love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you too.
Shmabe. But yeah, I think it's a beautiful, and I love sexy people. Like, I love somebody that just walk in like.
Yeah, because sex appeal, and it's crazy, right, to me, because sex appeal was not, like, how cute you are.
It's definitely not.
You feel me?
Like you can be ugly and be
have
sexy.
Hella, have yes, be sexy Lord. As shit. Like, it really is, and it's like...
And when I don't even mean a face girls. Full of makeup. I mean, like, it's right. just, like, this thing that you just... It's a,
because sexy is an aura.
It is, and it got,
you
like...
Feel
it,
me?
And it play up, and I do believe... Confidence play a big part in
that's what it is
sexy.
About Aquariuses. That's why y'all like that, because y'all don't understand the aura. Like, y'all have the aura, and it's natural. It's like just a natural sexy aura that you being regular old you give off. It's like the person that is a flirt by nature.
Facts me.
You feel me? Like, you don't be trying to flirt. You don't be trying to flirt. It don't be on your mind that you flirting. You don't even approach any situation where it's flirting. But the way you act and the things you do comes off that way. Like, your aura comes off like you flirting, because your aura is just sexy. You feel me? And yeah. So while you seeing yourself as just being regular or you, people were seeing you as, you know, maybe I got a shot with this pretty little sexy thing, you feel
right,
me?
That keep flashing dimples right, whole time that's just how
just
I
live nice. Whole time you just being nice, you feel me? And
facts. And then I got a laugh and I got dimples. People always think that I'm flirting. Like the
tell them niggas chill.
Like the fucking white girl.
I'll be up there,
the white girl today. She was like, are you single?
What?
I was like, no. I was like, I'm engaged to a man. Yo. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, no, I mean, I'd be messing with women, but yeah, no, I'm engaged to a man. And she was like, oh. But I think that she took the conversation as flirting. I could see where, like, when I viewed it, I could see where it came off as flirting. Yeah, so I ain't knocker, but it was just funny because
just
I was really being me. Yeah.
And that might be a, like, certain sign type of thing.
And that's honestly why, if keeping it real, I kind of stay clear of a lot of men. Like, even though I believe in platonic relationships, Like, I believe that platonic relationships. Platonic relationships. Because I have some, right? Mm-hmm. I'm very cautious of talking to men because I can understand how
you can get them killed.
Yeah, right. Giving a nigga irky. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I can understand how I could give a nigga the wrong idea. Like, one conversation and I'm thinking we just talking and they thinking that
they got shot.
Yeah, so I really kind of.
That's how that nigga clean. that used to work with you was. That's why I was about to put his ass through the fucking floor.
Ooh.
The little brown skin nigga you was working with, he was your type chick. So I was definitely gonna put him through the floor.
What brown skin nigga I was working with?
The little brown skin nigga you was working with, the little young nigga. He was like, nigga, he young as shit. And, you feel me? But he
at
was
the
always
airport?
Yeah. He
was always that in your face. Ass boy.
But he was always in your face. So it's like, all right, yo, like what's up?
You know black people.
I don't give a fuck about black people.
I hate when people act like that. Niggas gonna link with niggas. When you working as all white people, whoever is black, you gonna automatically, start conversations with them.
I understand that.
And that's what it was. All the black people talk like, the one that you stole, I won't say names, white boy, right?
But listen.
His girlfriend, she was somebody I talked to. Him, the other boy on E, I can't think of
talking,
all the black people.
We're not talking about everybody else. I'm talking about him.
Right, because you just want to single out one person instead
I'm
of the whole
about him
picture.
Because every time I used to come down, I used to just see this nigga in your face. Because
he was
like, he used to be in your store. Then the nigga used to be like, I come up, coming to lunch, meet you at lunch. This nigga right there. Too.
Yeah, you did.
Like,
used to catch him.
Why the fuck are you always around, buddy?
That's the funny part. I used to think that used to be so funny because it seemed like every time I seen him, you was there.
Because
it made it seem
needs,
like,
go.
Right. It made it Listen, seem like he was
this
always
a,
around.
This another thing for niggas to understand when it comes to their woman, right? Understand your female type.
You and better, that boy was
you
not
better,
my type.
That's the fuck he was.
He had earrings.
All right, but that was the only thing.
I don't
other
fuck
than that,
with
he
niggas.
Was,
I don't fuck with niggas with earrings.
Listen,
and shit.
Like, he could have took
that. That's not my thing. I like a little rough.
Look, he could have took that bitch off. You feel me?
No.
But he was definitely your type. You feel me? He was a little. He was taller than you. That's a must. You feel me?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And he was brown skin. That's your thing. You like him brown skin, medium smuggly. You feel me? What you call him? Smuggly?
Yeah.
Yeah, so smuggly, you feel me? He fit, nigga. We was in the same range. I'm listen. I know.
That was not my type. I would never. And then
say,
the only thing that made me
not get in his ass was when I talked to him and he was timid. You don't like bitch niggas.
Yeah, he was like kind of quiet, a little shy, but he stocked my stores. I always worked in D6 or D4, and he stocked my store. So that's how I ended up always knowing him.
He's about to get what I got in
the
store, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Shit, yo, that
shit
used to be so funny. Yo, Zante low-key jealous. Y'all know Scorpios.
I ain't jealous.
Yes, you is.
I'm not jealous.
Not jealous. What is it?
Possessive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word.
I don't get jealous. I don't envy nothing, but yeah, if it's mine, it's mine.
Yeah, niggas put you all possessive. And that's how Scorpio is. My grandmother the same way. Like,
ask me the shit.
Like, she think I'm hers. Like, my grandmother's like that with me. Like, my grandmother think I'm hers. But I ain't gonna lie. Growing up with my grandmother is why I'm possessive. Like, people know that about me. Like, I think my friends hearing me say, correlate me with possessive, don't shock them.
Yeah. She was about to, hold on, who else was you about to get shot up that bitch?
Nobody. You always want to shoot people.
No, the retarded
nigga.
The retarded nigga.
What retarded nigga?
Remember the big retarded nigga? Then we seen the video with him around the old hood where we used to live at?
New Jersey
and
twerk.
The big nigga.
Yeah, you be playing with me. Zante always try to play on my top, yo. That's the shit I don't be liking.
I ain't playing you.
I stopped playing
like,
on
he
my
was
no.
In your ass.
This boy really was like slow or something.
Yeah,
like Zante playing with me.
He was on the spectrum for real, yo. He was on the spectrum, but that shit was funny as shit. That shit was hilarious. He was like, I'm scared of your boyfriend.
Right. I'm like, because you always doing something dumb, like running down the hallway, stopping in my face, then walking back. Like, the fuck is wrong with you? That's why he about to pop off. The fuck is you doing?
Nah,
that nigga was weird as shit.
He was a little nigga too, you feel me?
Yeah, but something was really wrong with that boy. He used to be doing some weird ass shit. I'm scared of your boyfriend.
I was really going to beat on him.
Yeah, because he was doing a lot, though.
Until I talked to him. I pulled him up and I talked to him.
And you was like, something wrong with him.
And when I talked to him, I was like, kid, he retarded. You're like, yeah. So what he doing? It's like, yo, be nice to that guy. He's retarded.
Yo,
like,
he used to be doing the most. Running in front of my store and then stand there, then walk away or speak quickly and walk, okay?
Because he's shy. The pretty girl on the block. He was shy. You got to think about him as a 5-year-old, you feel me? Now, one thing about his ass, he is big as shit. So if you ever tried to attack your ass.
Yeah, he was big as a motherfucker. You too big to be like that. Yeah, world.
I can see how it could scare you like a little bit. So I get it. But yeah, once I pulled him out, I realized he was retired. I was like, be nice. He probably ain't gonna fuck with you no more anyway.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yo.
That's my girlfriend.
I said, yo, that's
my
girl.
Yo came straight through there like, I'm scared of your boyfriend. Like, okay.
Because I told her, I said, yo, that's my girlfriend. Why she keep telling me that you doing shit? He was like, I didn't know. I'm like, kid, you got me over here about the wild on the retarded boy.
I didn't know. The fuck, he was just doing weird shit. I don't like weird shit. I'm very protective of me. Listen.
Yo, because when I approached him though,
I'm only comfortable, like, that's why I tell people, I don't fuck with people. And I'm not saying that you gotta be a nigga out here fighting and pulling guns. I only fuck with, like, street niggas because I'm not beating with you. So if you go to jail and I'm fucking with you, 9 times out of 10, you went to jail for some serious shit like protecting our family or something. So then I'm gonna hold you down. I'm gonna be cool with that. I'm not cool with holding you down because you got locked up for drugs and shit like that. So I don't fuck with them type of niggas. You feel me? I hold down one nigga, and that's my blood. Point blank, period. I've been bitten with this nigga since he was 14. Y'all can go to hell.
Fair.
You feel me? So I don't do that. But I am very much, you gotta protect me. When I'm with my father, I don't pay attention to shit. Because when I'm with that nigga, I know ain't shit gonna happen to me. You feel me? Like, that he gonna protect me. And that's how I need to feel my nigga, which is why I saw Tate think he would always be like, the fuck? I was telling you, got street smart. You ain't even pay attention to the nigga. I said, well, you seen him, didn't you? Yeah, but you didn't. All right. You seen him. The fuck? I was safe then. What are you talking about? What happened? Wow. The fuck? And I'm like, that was on Tate. That's why I don't get drunk with a lot of people. So if I've been, especially once I got older, when I was younger, I wasn't as cautious. I just was cautious of my drinks. One thing my mother taught me since I had juice was you don't leave your cup, go dump it out. You feel me?
That's how everybody should be taught that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of women don't know that because I be saying it a lot. But like, I knocked a girl cup over in the club one time because she went back to the table and left her cup there and thought she was about to come back to that drink. I kindly, bing.
Yeah.
You ain't drinking that.
The protector.
The fuck? But yeah, like, I don't think, like, certain shit I'm a firm believer of, but especially once I got older, the drinking out with people and shit, I'm not big on that because I gotta be able to protect myself unless Sante is there. And then he protects me and he don't get drunk. Whenever we go out, he never did.
I sip slow, so.
Yeah, he never.
By the time I'm drunk, it's time to go.
Yes, it's real. I have to protect this nigga, which was like on your birthday.
We was at the crib, though. So
no, cool. I'm talking about on your birthday when we went out.
Oh, in the club? Nah, yo, you be worried about the wrong shit. They was my niggas. They was cooling.
This nigga.
They was cooling, man. What you mean?
This nigga's not tape
was
drunk.
They was bowling because they blood. They was bloods.
You irky, yo. This nigga was drunk as shit. It was like a group of like 15, 20 niggas. Like 15
niggas. I was with them.
They was just jumping around. They was drunk as shit, lit, throwing up gang signs. I don't know. I was turned around to get ice. It took me 2 seconds, yo. It was like a kid, like a 2-year-old. I turned back around. Zante was in the middle of these people's circle. Now, he done jumped through there. Half of them looking at him like he fucking crazy. The other half jumping with him. They lit.
Lit. Like, yeah, if you looking like, because I mean, I'm a stranger, so you going, you expect some of your niggas to be on edge, you feel me? Like, who the fuck is this nigga? Where this nigga come from? You feel me? So, I, like, niggas was looking, you feel me? I was just giving them the thumbs up, you feel me? Are we good? It's all good over here. Because the nigga in the back, when I came through, he looked at me first. And he was like, yo, what's up? I'm like, nah, yo, we good. We good, you feel me? I'm with y'all niggas now.
Yo, that nigga.
Like, he was looking at me like, nigga, what? I'm like, yeah, what? Let's
yo, they
go.
Was
then
lit,
them,
though.
Then them niggas started getting lit. We started getting lit in that
no,
bitch,
some of
nigga.
Them, that nigga with the dreads that looked like,
The
fat one.
Fat nigga,
yo,
yeah.
He was lit as a motherfucker,
that's,
yo.
That's
his
the
white,
nigga that looked at me the first time.
He had on a white t-shirt. No, he did not. I watched you infiltrate that circle. He was the first one jumping with you. That
right.
Nigga was
that's
drunk as shit,
no,
yo.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I came, that's what I'm telling you. When I came through, that was the first nigga I made contact with, because he was lit, you feel
yo,
me?
He was looking at me like,
yeah, I'm like, yo, we good, you feel me? We good. I'm just fucking with y'all niggas right now, you feel me? He was like, all right, whatever. Got back on his shit, you feel me? I don't know about niggas like behind him and on the side of him, but everybody that was right there in that media circle, man, we was lit in that bitch. Fuck
yo,
that
he
shit,
was
nigga.
Drunk as shit, yo. I'm like, look at this nigga. And when we was at the whole shit,
hey, I was drunk as a bitch at the whole
yo,
shit.
Yo, he was
New
drunk.
Year's.
And it was bad because I was drunk, so it's not good for me
and him.
Good,
man. Niggas ain't, man,
but for me and him to be drunk, cause somebody gotta watch us, and now it's me and I'm a kid.
Ain't nobody gotta watch us. We just gotta get to the car and get home.
I tell people all the time, like I'm a kid. I let it be known, I'm a fucking kid. So like, yeah.
But nah, New Year's we had the squad
fun.
Where to start.
Yeah.
That's why you feel we had the head.
We
with
had
us. We
fun.
Was good, man. Like you think like first of all, these niggas ain't drinking, so they wasn't drinking like that, you feel
we
me?
We had fun
man,
as
was,
the motherfucker.
Had, listen.
But we was high as fat Charles as we had smoked hella blunts on the way to the horseshoe and then in the parking lot before we got out.
Yeah, then we was drinking. We got some drinks. Yeah, man.
Them pictures are somewhere. I'm gonna find them.
Mm-hmm. They might be on my old page too.
Yeah, you man. Bastard. That's... I think they are. Mm-hmm. You killed Kenny.
Now listen, man, that page had to go.
You could have just fucking deactivated it.
I mean, once you deactivate it for a long period of time, it deletes anyway. Mm-hmm. It deleted. Mine deleted.
Because you click delete. When you delete
maybe.
It delete at the 30 days. If you hit delete, you can
I mean,
restore
it. I can try and see if it activate back up. You see? All
right.
It might.
Because there's
know.
Some pictures on there I need. Like, why
and
would
if
you
do,
just
then
make
Facebook ads because they say it's going to be gone.
Then he fucking, like, don't make no spontaneous decisions like that.
It wasn't spontaneous.
It was
because, like, every time I got on there, I got blocked. Every time I got on there, I got blocked. I'm getting blocked from shit that's in other groups that we ain't been in years because of the shit motherfuckers posted.
Me
so
too.
It's like,
I was
yo,
getting
I
blocked from shit out
I was
the
like,
room.
Yo, let me just get rid of this shit. You feel me? The one mistake I did make was I didn't get my pictures off that.
Right. Place. That's why I said it was a spontaneous decision because it was some pictures on there I needed.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. I mean, you make more memories, man. We got
of
time.
Course, always. Listen, but, my house burned down when I was a kid. I learned about restoring and renewing long time ago.
You get it up.
Fuck out of here, face. You, it's, life goes on and memories are always
I mean,
created.
Look at us. The most baby pictures we got is probably like 1 or 2.
Yeah, I only got a couple.
One baby picture,
my
one
house
when we
down.
Older. You feel me? Like, I mean, it's all good. But,
and when
but,
my father died, I acquired another one.
All right.
Which was weird because it wasn't even that, well, I acquired 2 more. My cousin was going through her shit, and she found a picture from when she came to my grandfather's funeral, and it had me, her, and my father in the picture. And she was like, oh, look what I found. And I found a picture of me going through my father's stuff, a baby picture of me. So I had got another one. So I got a couple, but not a lot, and you right. Like, a lot of older people don't, we don't, you know, because we had hard copies of pictures.
Right.
So you
lose
shit.
You
feel
shit,
me? And shit get lost. And like I said, my house burnt down. So I lost, my mother had a lot of keepsakes in me from when I was little. and all that shit burned down. But my mother remember all that shit. You feel me? So it's life. Life goes on.
Fact.
So, but it was some pictures that I wanted on air.
How do we get here?
You bung up something. I don't know. And then you start talking about pictures. And
last, last thing I remember was ghost dicking. But we so far removed from there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good time.
Yeah.
But anything you got on the subject matter, on the orgasms, the
No, I was just about to say, I'm glad you said what you said about wrapping it up, because I was just about to bring it back full circle for us, take us out of here.
All right.
Crying. I just want to say that orgasms are important. And I do believe that sex is important. And like Zante said, he had sent me some videos and I didn't really get to watch them, but I did see the gist type thing. And it was pretty much shit I already kind of knew, which was how orgasms have health benefits and all kinds of shit, both mental and physically for you, for real. So I think having good sex is a thing. Like, if you're not getting paid for sex, good sex is the whole point. So why lay down and have bad sex? Say what you need. Tell a motherfucker your likes and dislikes and all that shit, and make sure you out here having good sex and experiment and play with your pussy and shit. Cause
I think that might be a big one.
Play with your pussy and shit.
Yeah. Play with your pussy and shit. Like, you figure yourself out. Like,
yeah, I'm big on that.
Here's the thing, right? Because with men, it's always like, you need to figure out what you want before you get in a relationship with women and all this, that, and other. You feel me? And I feel like, as a woman, you should know what you want sexually before you get into a relationship with a man.
Yeah.
You should understand your body enough to help a man get you to the places where you gotta go.
Yep. Because I always say this. This is a thing that is big on people that I don't subscribe to. And that is that a motherfucker should just know how to please you. Like, people really believe, like, oh yeah, you just got good, like, you just know how to fuck me. And now, that's not true. And because you gotta remember, everybody is different. Sex is all perception. So if I've been fucking this way and it's been working, but I get with you and you don't like this type of shit, you come off as bad. I think voicing what you like and doing, Sean, you should be able to maneuver yourself around the bedroom to help each other, men and women. Like, yeah. Men just pounding a bitch with his, you should be learning sex. And women too alike, and get what you want out of it, which is pleasure. That's what you having sex for, pleasure. Unless you somebody that's only having sex to reproduce or some shit, then this ain't for you.
Facts.
But,
and that is a word from the sensei. Take it with you.
For real. But follow us on IG. We love y'all. If y'all wanna buy my quote unquote underground sensei candles, DM me. I am doing them at discount price. They will be on the website for more, but I will do them for discount prices for reviews for the website. I need actual
reviews for the product.
Reviews for the product. So, because my business is a whole world, so gotcha. It had to been used. So,
okay.
Holla at me. Let me know. And it has been used. I used it. One of my friends used it, but I need more reviews. So, DM me.
And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell another friend that this is what we do every Tuesday. Well, every Wednesday morning.
Yes.
And y'all can listen to it as soon as you wake up.
Yes.
Share the links.
Listen to us. Subscribe on whatever platform you
follow
like.
Follow us on IG.
We love y'all. Good night.
Good night. No. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, America.
LT on the beat.
Always. Track Annihilators.